Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Digital transformations are challenging no matter where in the world you might be operating. But if you're part of an emerging market or if your deployment involves an emerging market, there's some particular nuances that it's important to be aware of. And that's exactly what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world on their digital transformation journeys. And when you're part of a deployment or a digital transformation of technology that's going to affect emerging markets, any sort of country that's not fully developed or not one of the more advanced economies in the world, you oftentimes face different nuances and challenges that are unique to those emerging markets. And so what I want to talk about today are not necessarily what are all the things you need to do to make a digital transformation successful in general. I've included a lot of other videos and links below that capture that general knowledge base. But in this video, I want to talk specifically about what are those nuances and differences with deployments in emerging markets and what are the things you should be aware of if you're about to embark on a digital transformation that involves emerging markets. Reliable infrastructure is something that's very challenging in a lot of emerging markets. And so connectivity becomes a big challenge for organizations, especially if they're deploying technology that's based in the cloud. So if you're part of a deployment where you know the end users or the office that you're affecting are going to be accessing the technology somewhere remotely or somewhere where the internet connectivity is unreliable, you want to be thinking about how does that affect your digital transformation? How does that affect the type of technology you might deploy to them? How does it affect the way you train them? How does it affect the way you support them operationally? And what is the realistic day-to-day operations going to look like given those circumstances? I'll give you an example. We had a client recently that was deploying a cloud-based ERP system to 90 different countries, and most of those 90 countries were in emerging markets where internet connectivity was challenged at best, unreliable at best. So what we had to do is look for sort of a hybrid approach where we had some sort of on-premise backups of information and a way to work around when the internet connectivity dropped off, they could still be doing their jobs, and then once the internet connection came back on, that's when the sync would happen with the cloud-based solution. So not all technologies can support that, so it's really important to understand how is it we're going to deploy the technology, not just from a usability and an operational perspective, but from an IT infrastructure perspective. What is that going to look like, and how are we going to deploy that technology to the organization? Another common type of technology solution we see with emerging markets is oftentimes you'll see the parent company or the part of the company that is based in a more advanced or reliably internet-connected type of environment. They'll be operating from a cloud-based type of solution, but then the emerging markets or the local offices might have their own technology that might be on-premise or it might be a smaller, more focused type of solution that could then sync back or integrate back to the core solution that's being used by other parts of the organization. And this two-tier technology approach is something that we see oftentimes with ERP deployments. So you have sort of your back office financials and your inventory management that might be managed within the core ERP system, but then the local offices might have their own technologies that they use to manage their own operations, and then you integrate back to those back office technologies at the home base, if you will. So that's just a couple examples of how you might use technology differently in this sort of environment. But regardless of what you do or what your exact solution is, it's important to recognize this risk and make sure you have a good plan for how you're going to address those potential connectivity issues.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. learn more about us, and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Whenever you're dealing with a global organization or offices throughout the world with different cultures and different backgrounds and education levels and whatnot, you're inevitably going to be having different levels of capabilities maturity. So in other words, you're going to have some offices or some locations that are more advanced than others, more knowledgeable than others, more ready for change, more educated, stronger skill sets, whatever the case may be. You're going to have varying degrees of skill sets and maturity and capabilities in general. So you want to recognize for each location or whatever location you're dealing with, what is the maturity of those capabilities so that you're sure to address that from a change management and also an implementation strategy perspective. So for example, if you're a European-based company, maybe you're a Western European-based organization and you're deploying to your offices in Africa, let's just say, you might find that while people in the corporate office in London, let's just say, very well-established city with highly educated workforce, you might have a less educated workforce in one of the local markets in Africa, in addition to some of the connectivity issues we just talked about a moment ago. And so what we need to do is recognize how those skills are different. We all have different cultures and different backgrounds and different skill sets, so how are we going to address those different parts of our organization differently based on those capabilities and maturity levels? So that's why conducting a capability maturity assessment first up front is such an important part of a digital transformation, especially for one that's going to be touching emerging markets, because you want to recognize and understand how does that organization or that office within that emerging office compare to other countries or other offices throughout your organization, and ultimately how are we going to tailor our change strategy and our overall transformation strategy to accommodate that. So in general, just be sure you understand what those capability levels are so that you can come up with a strategy that makes the most sense for your organization. Change management is always critical in any sort of digital transformation, but especially so when you're dealing with emerging markets. Partly because you have skills and competency gaps or differences or variations between different locations potentially, but also because you have different cultures. So you're dealing with a culture that might be completely different than a organization that's implementing in a different country. So it's important to recognize what are those cultural nuances? How are the people different? How do they respond to change? How do they respond to learning? How do they learn best? All those sorts of things are very important, in addition to understanding what the actual impact is to them in particular, which is going to look a lot different than the impact to an office in a different country or to a different culture, whatever the case may be. Some other nuances to consider from a change management perspective are certainly going to be what is the local culture like, and how can we tailor our change management activities to fit that local culture that we may or may not be very comfortable with or familiar with ourselves if we're not part of that local culture. We also have to understand people's ability to change quickly. Some locations or offices are just going to be able to adapt more quickly and easily than others. And that's not a good or bad thing. It's not right or wrong. It's just a matter of understanding what are those differences and how does this particular emerging market adapt to change and how is it we can create a strategy that best enables change within that organization. And then you also have language. You also have to think about what is the local language, how do people learn and communicate best, and how can we develop a change strategy that best addresses that local emerging market. So these are just some of the things to think about, some of the nuances you want to take from a change management perspective to apply to these emerging markets. And for more best practices on change management in general, I encourage you to download our guide to organizational change management during transformation. I've included a link to that below, so be sure to check that out along with some of the other links I've included below. If you're dealing with an emerging market where exchange rates maybe are not favorable to that local organization, especially if that organization is buying from a more advanced economy with better and more favorable exchange rates on their side, it can end up being that software and technology can be prohibitively expensive for that emerging market because of those exchange rate considerations. So it's very important to understand what is the real cost to the organization, especially when you factor in the acquisition of software and other related services and implementation types of activities, and make sure you understand what the full cost picture is. And ultimately, you want to make sure that the overall total cost of ownership and the acquisition strategy of new technology and the overall investment in the digital transformation makes sense for that organization. We see a lot of emerging market organizations that get in over their head financially because of some of these considerations. The software ends up being overly expensive. The implementation itself ends up becoming overly expensive. And those are things you want to make sure you've really right-sized and adjusted the overall technology roadmap and strategy to fit your cost parameters and budget within that local emerging market. Just as you want to be looking at the cost and exchange rates to make sure you understand what the total cost of ownership is for your transformation in an emerging market, you also want to understand what is the business value, what is the ROI of that investment. For some more expensive labor markets in more advanced economies, it can be that if you optimize labor efficiency, even by just a little tiny bit, that can have a huge impact on your business case and ROI because the cost savings can be so high. However, when you're dealing with an emerging market where labor costs are lower, you're not going to get that obvious ROI from labor efficiencies. It might be that it's actually cheaper just to hire more people or throw more bodies at a problem rather than investing in overly expensive technologies. So you really want to do a careful analysis of not just the cost piece that I mentioned a minute ago, but also the business case, the business benefits, and the ROI. What kind of value are we actually going to get out of this part of the organization within this emerging market? And this isn't anything different or unique to emerging markets. You always want to do business case and ROI analysis for any organization. But in emerging markets in particular, you just want to recognize that the traditional metrics or the traditional outcomes or outputs of a business case might look quite a bit different than what you might see in an emerging market for some of these reasons I've mentioned here. So I hope this has provided you an overview of some of the things to think about as you consider a digital transformation in an emerging market. I've also included a number of other best practices that'll help you define your digital strategy and implementation roadmap that makes the most sense for your organization. I've included some links to some of those resources below, including our annual digital transformation report, which includes software reviews and independent rankings of different types of technologies that you might deploy within your organization, as well as best practices and things to keep in mind as you embark on your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.